How about civilization? Is that any easier to define? Alas, no. The word comes from a Latin root, C-I-V, civ, or keep. We see this, for instance, in Latin words like civis, which means citizen, civitas, which means city, civilis, which means civil, yes, but it means polite, yes, but it means to behave like a person from a city, to behave like a citizen. A citizen is a person from a city. Ah, these very words sneak something into our consciousness about what civilization is or it must be. It must have cities. It must have cities. Our words tell us that. Now, Greek vocabulary is much the same. The Greek for city is a polis. And that gives us our words like political and politics. The Greek word politeia means a constitution. So we have, again, a sense that there is a whole vocabulary and a whole culture lurking behind it, rooted in the idea of cities. So to get civilization, to begin to form any kind of an understanding of civilization, we've got to make cities. Okay, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we make cities? How do we make cities happen historically? Cities emerged. It is now pretty generally thought, as a result of, as a consequence of, after, a process which we call the Neolithic Revolution. The Neolithic Revolution. Now, this is a revolution which began probably something on the order of 9 or 10,000 years ago. Okay? At the end of its process, perhaps something like 5,000 years ago, the Neolithic Revolution had generated cities, and more than that, probably what we would call civilization, in both Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers Tigris and Euphrates, and in Egypt. Now, in our next lectures, we'll look in more detail at what actually happened in the historical period in Mesopotamian Egypt. For the moment, what we want to say is, what was this Neolithic Revolution, this rather leisurely revolution that took perhaps 5 millennia to work itself out? Its effects and consequences were revolutionary. There's no doubt about that. But it did move along at a rather genteel pace. Fundamentally, we can put names on the things that happened during this revolution. Agriculture and the domestication of animals. Agriculture and the domestication of animals. Now, Neolithic is Greek. It means new stone. Neos lithos, the new stone age. If we were to think in images, if we were to think in metaphors about the Neolithic period, it would mean the period when people began for the first time to fashion tools and weapons that permitted them to exert some control over the world around them rather than being controlled by it. Let's not exaggerate. Anyone who has lived through a great natural disaster, a hurricane, an earthquake, a tornado, knows perfectly well that even now, and with all our vast technology, we cannot control nature. But we're talking about a time, 10,000 or thereabouts years ago, when people began for the first time to exercise some control over the world around them. But moving away from images and symbols and metaphors, we can say that in agriculture and the domestication of animals, we see some real changes in the kinds of things that groups of human beings did. So this is a very long process, this Neolithic Revolution. We can think about it in concrete terms or in symbolic terms, but however we think of it, and however long it took, it produced cities and then civilization. Extracting food from arid regions lies behind the story we must tell. Civilization arose in river valleys, as far as we know. It arose in the Tigris and Euphrates River Valley in Mesopotamia. It arose in the Nile River Valley in Egypt. It arose in the Indus River Valley in India. It arose in the Yangtze River Valley in China. It arose in the Congo in Africa. In some of these places, the climate was very different from that. For example, in Africa, where you have an equatorial, humid, hot climate, it was not quite like the desert climate of Egypt or Mesopotamia. Egypt and Mesopotamia, more like, for example, the Indus than like the Congo, but there are differences here as well. We're going to focus on Mesopotamia and then on Egypt. Hot, dry, arid climates from which we wish to extract life, from which we wish to extract food. This is going to be a significant problem of human organization. It's going to require social cohesion. It's going to require cooperation. As near as we can tell, the great motor process is irrigation. I have a river. I have water in the river. I have land. The land is dry. I want that water out on that dry land.